Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchel with Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations. Taking on the difficult task of two fronts at once, the fronts do not support each other in any fashion, politically, militarily, economically. What they have in common is the arsenal of democracy. That is FDR's term from many decades ago. And the president, Mr. Biden, used it in his Oval Office address, proposing to the American people and the Congress, their representatives, that it is necessary to sustain two wars, two different wars, two profoundly distinct challenges. Very different. Hamas is a gangster organization. It's ISIS, said the Prime Minister of Jerusalem in the first hours. Whereas Russia is a power. It is the nation that covers both continents. It is the nation that you must deal with when dealing with Eurasia. No matter its strength, it must be dealt with. And the president, in his address, made it very clear that he intends to continue to oppose Russia's ambition in Ukraine, but he needs money. And NATO doesn't have money. NATO needs the United States' money. Professor, Brussels' point of view, listening in to the president's address, was it heartened? Was it discouraged, knowing that it lacks the resources unless the U.S. shows up?
Well, you have really put your finger on it, because what we now see illuminated dramatically for the second time in three years, is that even though the war in the Middle East is much nearer to most of the NATO countries than it is to the United States, they are absolutely unable, either by inclination or by resources, to have much influence on it at all. Likewise, the war in Ukraine is much closer to them than it is to the United States. But in each case, what we have in the spotlight, I think, illuminated by these events, is that less than 100 years ago, the Europeans would have been the prime actors in dealing with a crisis on the Russian border. That's how World War II got started. Or in the Middle East. I mean, Suez was 1956, and the decision by the Brits, the so-called nothing east of Suez, I mean, the withdrawal from Singapore was 1965, I think. The impotence of Europe is abundantly clear, and it's a willed impotence. They have not acted on things that they could observe perfectly well. But the baleful effect of this is that Ukraine pulled America into Europe, where we don't really belong except as an ally. We should not be providing boots on the ground. We shouldn't even be providing weaponry, but we have, by default, we've got that position. We're partly to blame for it. We like to be in charge, but the Europeans are even more to blame for it, because they're willing to sacrifice control over their own security just to save money, essentially. We see this weakness of Europe twice over. Now, we can't resolve that, but look at what the Europeans are doing. I mean, Mr. Sunak has been to Israel, and he made the usual, that I feel there's an awful lot of posturing going on. These people are just, they're trying to sound right, to sound sort of Churchillian or sound virtuous somehow, but it doesn't ring true to me at all. I mean, it's in all ways, it's as meretricious as the assertions of, you know, Muslim piety and so forth behind some of the terrorism. It's all very degrading. But I think that what we see in the case of Europe is that there's really no way for them to recover the power that they should have and the control over their own destinies that they should have in the very short term. But we have to be sure that we understand that in the long term, that's where we're headed. And it would be a mistake for the United States to start signing off on major commitments that we are not in a position to support. So I think that what's striking about Europe is her absence. After being the really the dominant factor in world politics from the middle of the 19th century or the late 19th century through the middle of the 20th century, now she is she's a kind of a spectator. But she's a spectator whose interests are deeply implicated, but who is unable to act to look after her interests.
There is an impression in the media in Europe that they're looking for a settlement in Ukraine, a negotiated settlement. The maximalist position is not echoed anywhere in Europe. The only place we see it stated is Kyiv. Europe at this point is aware of the fact that there are elections forthcoming, and those elections will go badly if you try to take a war stance. Is that significant? You say Europe can't do it on its own, but it has lots of excuses ready at hand. Are they legitimate?
Well, these are excuses that the Europeans should not waste their time on because they know their own history and they know the failure. They know what catastrophe they brought on themselves by failing to deal with the Nazi threat. I mean, the whole Munich adventure was a terrible mistake, and they're ashamed of it. And I think they're also aware of how they underestimated the Soviet Union. They both underestimated the Soviet Union's power, and they also underestimated her weakness. And they have been seduced, as it were, by various sort of will-o'-the-wisps, such as Ostpolitik and so forth. So I think that the Europeans are, they should know better than to think that that there can be a stable settlement in Ukraine in which Russia still controls part of the territory. They should understand also that their signatures and their guarantees, if they are not carried out now, then the value of their word is going to be devalued even more. These things establish precedents, and people learn how to behave by seeing what those who are in a position to stop aggressive behavior, to see whether they do in fact stop aggressive behavior. And if they don't, then there will be more. I don't think that a partial settlement in Ukraine is possible. Now, if Russia changed her mind, if they had a new leadership, it's always important to bear in mind that both Russian policy and Chinese geopolitical policy harm the interests of those countries. Russia's only way to being a great country again is to be thoroughly involved with Europe. She cannot isolate herself and somehow be supported by China and a few sort of outlying states. Likewise, China. China cannot cut herself off. She's no more self-sufficient than Russia is. So both of these countries are acting against their national interests. So we must be prepared, conceivably, for a rather sudden reversal. But at the moment, we can't count on that because the people who are in charge intend to stay in charge and for their heirs to stay in charge thereafter. So we have to have staying power and we have to have conviction.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, 6 capitals, 6 points of view. We're headed to Beijing, where recently the Belt and Road Initiative Forum was held, 110, 120, 130 countries, I don't know. There was a great number of talk from very important people around the world, chiefly the Global South. But at the same time, Beijing is watching Moscow, it's watching Brussels, it's watching Washington, and it's probably watching the Middle East, given that Tehran is the adversary to Israel via Hezbollah, Hamas, and the terror. So when we come back, what is Beijing's point of view? Professor H.J. McIndoe, I'm John Batchelor.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.